Will Georgia turn purple with the election of a Democratic governor, Stacey Abrams? Today we're hearing from several experts steeped in the topic. First up is Georgia Southern University Associate Professor Chris Brown in the Political Science and International Studies Department. Chris?
There's been a lot of speculation in recent years about the possibility of Georgia turning blue or purple. And this is not without reason. Demographics are significantly shifting. The Georgia electorate is becoming significantly more diverse. The percentage of white voters has declined. Percentage of minorities has increased, particularly among those African-American voters and Latinos. In statewide elections, we've seen a Romney defeat Obama by 8 percentage points. In the 2016 election, Trump only was able to win by plus 6. Obviously, the midterm elections are a little bit different. It'll take far fewer people to come out to the polls to get somebody elected. And overall, the turnout is generally significantly lower. It just doesn't seem to generate the same type of energy, particularly when there's not, you know, a national level names at the top that is really going to drive up the turnout. So that doesn't mean that there isn't a lot of interest in what's going on with Georgia or that Georgia voters are not particularly interested in what's going on at the national level. In fact, many of those issues are the kinds of things that may determine ultimately who does turn out and who doesn't for each party. This is a particular concern for the Republican Party, because the traditional establishment Republicans have been losing some of their enthusiasm for Trump's politics. And if Kemp lines himself closely enough with Trump, some of the negative effects of Trump's policies, particularly in rural areas and states like Georgia, can come back to hurt him. For the Democrats, while they're historically have struggled statewide with numbers and with turnout, there are some interesting trends over the past 4 years with regard to turnout. Now, you can attribute some of the turnout differences between 2014, let's say, and 2018, where we are today, at least as of the last recording from the Secretary of State's office in Georgia. There's been a significant change of voter registration, and some of that can be attributed to a lot of the voter registration movements that were affiliated with the 2016 election, particularly on the Republican side, as the Trump factor and the contested Republican debates and primaries at the national level. Just to quantify this a little bit, if you look at the numbers from the last gubernatorial election, you had approximately 2,305,000 votes. And the election was decided by just under 400,000 votes. The election prior to that, you had roughly 2.5 million votes, and that race was decided by roughly 250,000 votes. And since that gubernatorial election of 2014, divided by the just under 400,000 votes, there's been a significant shift in voter registration. Georgia has maintained a voter registration, an active voter registration, is somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 or 5.1 million since at least going back to 2008's general election, which was a significant election due to Obama's first electoral campaign, presidential campaign. So we had a significant boost of enrollment, high registrations generally of 5.1. Dipped a little bit in 2010 to go down to closer to 5 million, back up to 5.3 in 2012, and to 2014 was 5.1 again. So Georgia's basically fluctuated around 5 to 5.1, give or take, million active voters since 2008. At this current time, according to the September 1st calculation, Georgia currently has, and this is active numbers according to the Department of State for Georgia, 6,285,000 votes. So there's a new active voters, people who have registered between 2014 and 2018, of over 1.1 million votes. So depending upon who these newly engaged voters are, assuming that some of those, of course, are folks who registered to vote in the presidential campaign, Even taking into consideration natural increase and natural decrease of voters, that's a significant chunk of the Georgia electorate that is now actively engaged in voting, or at least the potential to vote. They are registered to vote, they are active voters, and they are eligible to participate in this cycle. And keep in mind that there's still plenty of time for people to register to vote. The registration doesn't close until October 9th. So for both sides, we should see these numbers increase, particularly as we get closer to the election day. But in and of itself, that's a huge jump in electoral numbers for a state like Georgia. So if for the Democrats to be able to turn first, to be able to materially transform Georgia from a red state into anything else, these shifts need to occur where there's a higher voter registration, and the significant percentage of those people who are newly registrants would obviously have to be people who've been historically underrepresented. And it's no secret that Stacey Abrams has made a mission with the New Georgia Project to be able to mobilize communities that had been underrepresented in the past. So one can assume that given the quiet voter registration efforts by folks out supporting the New Georgia Project, that many of these new voters could, in fact, and probably are, voters who would be more inclined to vote for Stacey Abrams. So if that's true, and we're talking about a numbers game from the last election of approximately under 400,000, then mathematically it's possible for Georgia to be turned blue or purplish in this next election.
Could Stacey Abrams turn Georgia purple potentially? I mean, what would that take? And you know, any other thoughts you have on that?
You know, anything's possible, Susan. I mean, you know, it's an election year. If you know, people are complacent on the Republican side and they decide to stay home, it could be a change. But I just don't see that in this climate.
Why do you think the climate isn't right for...
Well, I think it's the... I think what's been going on nationally and what the media has been doing and how they tried to paint Trump in a way and then try to tie, you know, Brian Kemp to Trump and make it a Trump issue. And this is the state of Georgia. We're talking about leadership in the state of Georgia, not the nation at this point in time.
And here we are with Lowell Greenbaum, Chairman Emeritus of the Richmond County Democratic Party.
Yeah. The question of whether or not Stacey Abrams can lead the Democratic Party to victory, it's a good one, because it would be very unique. If she's elected, it would change the face of the whole South, actually. And she would bring in with her people like John Barrow, Secretary of State, and Francis Johnson for Congress. So this is a very important election, and the Democratic Party, the Richmond County Democratic Party, is going to have a rally on October 20th with the candidates. We also are very active in phone banking through the coordinated campaign. The coordinated campaign is funded through all of the candidates who put money in, and they are calling all over the state to see to it that Abrams is elected. She has captured the people that have listened to her by even the national, at the national stage, where she's been on a number of late night programs. I know her personally. She's a very dynamic, very intelligent, and very honest individual. We know that this is, as I mentioned, a unique example of what could happen to a red state when it's turned blue.
And now we're talking with Jordan Johnson. He is Executive Vice President of the Georgia Young Democrats.
Okay, so I think that Stacey Abrams has a great chance at turning Georgia purple, simply because we understand that turning Georgia purple means not, you know, red voter to blue voter, but non-voter to voter. And she's actually going after voters who you know, generally hasn't been reached out to over the last few cycles. She's reaching out to non-traditional voters. She's reaching out to young African-American voters. She's reaching out to folks, like I said, who just have gone unheard for years. And that's the key, going into the places where a majority of candidates won't go. Every rural county, every county with just one stoplight, she's going there and she's talking issues and she's connecting with people on issues that they can relate to. Yeah.
Do you think Stacey Abrams will be able to get out the younger voters, such as the young Democrats?
Absolutely. I believe that she will, because, again, she has been able to connect with voters on issues that they can relate to, especially young voters. When you look at young voters, traditionally you don't see them voting as much, you know, as they should or as they could. I mean, for President Obama, young voters turned out. We turn out for candidates that we feel most connected to. We feel like we turn out for the candidates that are speaking to our issues, to the candidates that speaks to what we're dealing with. Young people need health care. Young people have issues with college debt. Young people have issues with buying homes, and Stacey has, she's the only candidate who has plans to address those issues, especially issues surrounding education, public education, K through 12 education. And so these types of issues, decriminalizing marijuana, things of that nature, she is on the battlefield, on the ground, speaking to those issues. And so I think that having a candidate who is speaking to those issues is important for young people, because, you know, they have a feeling and they're able to see that she is actually working for something other than, you know, things that don't really concern us.